This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans. Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast. Let me welcome in my co-host on the m4byyachty.com hotline without waiting, because I'm anxious to get some thoughts from him on a couple things going down at Cardinal spring training camp. The one, the only, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on? Let's get this thing rolling, man. I'm excited.
Well, we got some, I'm not going to call it fan freak out, but we got some fans wondering what's going on. And let's face it, the Cardinals have done it to themselves sometimes. Always saying things are minor. I mean, I don't know how many times as a Cardinal fan I've heard, oh, it's no big deal, and then we don't hear from the guy for 3 months. Last I checked, an oblique injury is not something minor. I mean, that is not a good injury because it is in a bad spot. Everything you do bothers it. It's not like, well, if I just don't do this, I'll be fine. It's not good. So, again, I don't know what – and, again, as a fan, I get it. But also as a fan, I also don't know what you want them to say. Like, do you want the manager to come out and go, oh, yeah, we're screwed. It's a problem. Because that's not the attitude anybody takes. You know, they're like, listen.
And it could still stay with him all year. That's another big point.
Yeah. Have you ever had an oblique issue? I mean, that's not – I mean, to my knowledge, and I've talked to numerous athletes at your level, at the hockey level, because of the stuff I do, that's not a good injury. It's just it's a nagging injury that until you can do nothing for a long stretch of time, it bothers you.
Well, again, I don't never even thought about it. Like, I never thought about the concussion, you know. I never even knew what concussion was when I was playing. I'm sure I did had it. I'm sure I had that oblique thing. But that only happens to the 2% body fat guys, buddy. So I had no chance on getting no oblique. My oblique was so fat and big that I had no chance to be fooled. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I was fine in those things. I was fine. You know, I probably did had it. I just don't notice, because back then we had a lot of these little injuries that today put you in the 15-day DL, 10-day DL. Back then, you just rub it off and keep playing hurt, you know, because you didn't know what it was. At least I didn't. So that's what I feel.
Well,
this thing could last all year, too. It's very dangerous.
Well, and again, we're obviously talking about Luke Gregerson and the news coming out that the reason we haven't seen him pitch is because he's been dealing with a little bit of an oblique issue. You know, I think as fans, we put a lot of stock into injuries. I think it seems to me, and again, I think across the board, all the professional sports leagues, I think athletes look at injuries like, well, I mean, they're part of the game, and I deal with them, and I get over it, and I figure it out. Now, I think it goes without saying that there are certain players that are not built that way, and if they're hurt, they just don't play. They don't want to play. They don't feel like they can play. Their mindset isn't there. There's probably so many players playing through injuries that we never know about. We as fans tend to use a poor season, and then we find out the guy was injured, so that makes us say, well, then why was he playing? You know, but then we also, in one breath, complain when a guy doesn't play because he's got a little injury. So it's a tough situation. Obviously, you know, we're fans. We want it to work out in our favor. So we love the guy that plays through injury, that goes out and plays every day, whether he's hurt or not, and performs. But the minute that guy doesn't perform, if he was playing with an injury, well, then he's an idiot, and we shouldn't have done it, and the manager shouldn't have played him. So I understand that it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, you can't
– it's not a no-win situation, right?
Well, yeah, because, again, I know – you know, my guess would be, you know, again, we're talking about players today and yesterday. We know that Yachty's that way. He doesn't not want to play. We know you were that way. You were not coming out. I mean, like you said, to your knowledge, you were never diagnosed with a concussion, but you're probably pretty sure you had one at some juncture, and you just kept playing.
I know, man. And sometimes people do not understand, like people outside of baseball, they don't understand what it takes to run, you know, at that level of playing, you know, or chase a ball in the outfield. And then you have that oblique, for example, or swing a bat. I mean, raise your hands. You can't even move. But we have to be very, very careful as a fan. You don't want to judge anybody just because of that. If it, like you said, if it happens to be that he wasn't injured, then we can say whatever you want. But if he was injured, the players do not want the injury bug. They do not want it. Believe me, ask around. Ask Wainwright if he wanted to have the Tommy John a couple years ago, or Lynn, or anybody. They don't want that. So we as fans, we have to be just really careful about those stuff, you know, because it could be, you know, it's really hard for us when we get hurt. You know, we feel like we let down everybody, including the fans. So, you know, it's not fair for the player just to criticize him because he gets hurt. You know, he's not trying to get hurt. Of course, he wants to play. But we just got to be careful about it, right?
Sure. And again, I want to get into this a little bit more because, again, I'm intrigued as a fan my own self. I'm not going to put this on anybody else. I'm not sure what I want, so I want to talk to you a little bit more about it today. We've got plenty to talk about the subject, because it's not just Luke Gregerson, as we found out. So before we do that, let's remind everybody we're Two Birds on a Bat. You can find us at twobirdsonabat.com. Multiple things you can do there. You can listen to this episode there. You might be, or if you want to play it back, you can subscribe to the podcast, which is the best thing to do. It's completely free. Takes about 30 seconds, and again, you just click subscribe to the podcast. It walks you through it. You'll get a notification when the show's out and ready to listen to at your leisure. One of the things that we'll ask you to do, and some people have been doing it, so thank you, do your shopping at Amazon through our website. You simply click the Amazon banner. It's to the right on your webpage. If you're on your mobile device, you scroll all the way down. Once you click it, you're done with us. Doesn't cost you anything. You do your Amazon shopping. We get a very small referral. Helps us keep our producers, Andrew Allen and Brian Kroc, in the lifestyle that they're accustomed to, which isn't much. So we'd appreciate it if you guys would do that. So thank you so much. Social media, though, that's our big ask of you guys. You can find us at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Like our Twitter page. If you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to follow you back. We want to know what you're thinking at the spur of the moment and what makes you passionate about being a Cardinals fan. Therefore, we're going to follow you back if you're a Cardinal fan. Facebook, same way. We're going to ask you to type in Two Birds on a Bat. That's our official Facebook page name. Like our Facebook page, and then you're not done. We're going to ask you to click Invite Your Friends. If you're a Cardinal fan, our guess is you have numerous friends that are Cardinal fans. We'd like you to invite them to like the page as well. It's very simple to do. And again, we'd like to have everybody involved in the conversation. So thank you for doing that. You guys are doing it, and we do appreciate it greatly. You can also join our newest group, Birds on a Bat. All you got to do is ask to be invited to it. Click it. Once we find out you're a Cardinal fan, we're going to invite you in the group. You're good to go. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Happy to have you as a part of that as well. Baseball season's coming. We'll be doing some stuff, a little bit behind-the-scenes stuff with that Instagram page. So looking forward to that as well. Again, lineupmedia.fm. If you're enjoying this podcast, they have so many more that you would enjoy. They take your entertainment time very seriously. Make sure you check them out, lineupmedia.fm. As I've mentioned before on other shows, Yo Radio is almost ready to go. They debuted it in the office here for an event the other day. It's tremendous. You guys are going to love it. We'll be proud to be a part of the baseball channel on there as well. as we move forward and just keep growing the show. Thanks to you as the fans. Andrew Allen, Brian Kroc, as I mentioned, couldn't do the show without them. And, of course, my good friend who's on the M4ByYachty.com hotline, Benji Molina. We want to thank InnovatedCompanies.com, the great construction company by our friend and yours, Randy and Stephanie Green. Don't forget them for your construction, heating and cooling, and, of course, any electric issues you may have. Residential, commercial, industrial, they're your team, and they are a true team. Again, Randy's no dummy. He's got this very intelligent, smart daughter that he brought in and said, listen, I need help. I'm busy. I need to be organized. I need to move this company into a new generation. She's the perfect person for it. She does a great job. Randy's a tremendous, honest, word is his bond kind of guy, 35 years experience, second generation craftsman, residential, commercial, industrial. I promise you, Innovated Companies is your team. And if you want something done and you want it done right, he's your guy. Get him involved early. They'll save you money, time, energy, and effort by simply getting InnovatedCompanies.com involved from the beginning. All right, my friend, we're not just talking about Luke Gregersen and his oblique. And again, I'm not going to say that I wasn't counting on Luke Gregersen this year anyway. I wasn't all that excited about the signing. And again, I don't really care that Mo said he was going to be the closer. I could say monkeys are going to fly out of my ass, and it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it might. The truth of the matter is I never believed he was going to be our closer. I just didn't see it happening. I like some of our other options, which I know we're going to talk to Mo's algorithm about here shortly. Because it's a real issue now. Somebody else is going to close these games, and Gregersen, I would have to believe, barring a miracle, health improvement from him. My biggest problem is the Matt Carpenter thing. And I got to tell you, you've been to more spring trainings than we can count. You can work out all winter. You can hit. You can do all these things. But until you get down there, and again, my guess is, he's probably taken no short of 1,000 ground balls a day with a kendo and worked at second, worked at third, worked at first earlier in the year. You're going at it at a different speed with different energy, different muscles, fielding ground balls, movements, patterns, things like that. I expect some soreness. I mean, I think any professional athlete will tell you they get to spring training and after working, they get sore. So I get that. The shoulder thing that's coming out's got me a little concerned because now here we are back to that versatility is not going to be there. The possibility of him playing third, Jose Martinez playing first. Sure sounds to me like they're saying, you know what, looks like it's going to be first base for him because the shoulder is still a little bit of an issue. He didn't have surgery. He was advised or whatever that it didn't need surgery. Didn't have it. And now here we are still dealing with a shoulder problem possibly. I don't know. I feel like the medical thing is an interesting thing for us as fans because we want to know things, but then there's things we are never going to know. I mean, my guess would be, and I'm sure you can give us some clarity on this, my guess would be we really don't know for sure what the medical situation is of Matt Carpenter. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it is. Even though these days in any sport you have to be almost obligated to say what you have with the guy, right? Like when they're hurting you or almost obligated to relay to everybody, because if they found out later he was, and if you didn't report it, you're in big doo-doo. So, I want to know who told Mark Carpenter to up with for no surgery, right?
And that's kind of what I meant. That's where I was going. We don't know.
Because if it's the Cardinals, they're gonna look for the best interest, and the best interest is always gonna be surgery, because obviously you want the guy healthy. But I don't know who told the guy that he shouldn't have surgery, and he made him look so bad because look what's happening right now. He's back at it again with the shoulder. So that's what I'm worried about. And another thing, the back and shoulder issues. Man, that's scary. The back is scary, and the shoulder to throw, that is very, very, and to hit too, because he's a left-hander. That's a right shoulder. So that's very, very scary. So I don't know what to say anymore, Jimbo, because we don't know what's going on, and it might be a little thing. We don't know. So we just have to wait and see what they say about him. But is it really – Is it something to worry about? Yes, sir. You know it. 100%. You got to worry about this. Unless you go out and say, hey, Moustakas is still available. Let's go get him too, just in case Matt can't go, you know. Or maybe they're waiting to see if Matt can't, Carpenter can go. Maybe they still have that option after, you know. So, but it's very, very scary, and it's very something to really, really worry about.
You know, surgery is always a tough thing, and you know, I think we look at professional athletes as a fan, and this is kind of what I had alluded to earlier. As a fan, I question myself. You know, you guys are human beings. I think we as fans just assume that at any time you guys should just have surgery. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this hurts, have surgery, right? Because we want it fixed, right? And there's always a risk with not having surgery. I mean, you know, I think, and again, you're talking about extreme circumstances, but let's face it, you guys are extreme circumstances. You're professional athletes. You know, I think back
and
to
having surgery too, Jimbo, having surgery is still a risk because you don't know how you're come out. You know how many guys I've seen that go get the Tommy John and they never the same? And there goes your career. I mean, this is just an example, but I've seen it happen. It's not like it's very, very, very tricky, man. I mean, as a player, you're going away from it. But if you have to, in the end, you're going to have to do it. But, man, it's scary.
Well, and again, this is kind of where I was going. Is I know we don't know everything. We never do. I mean, we think we do, but we don't. We only know what we hear. And we don't even know if that's true sometimes. So you never know the true stories. You hear them after the fact sometimes. And the most legendary one I can think of is Nolan Ryan, and I want to say he was either 39 or 40 years old, and they came to him and said, look, you've got a tear, and you need to have Tommy John surgery. And he weighed his options and said, no, I'm not going to have it. I'm going to train a little different. I'm going to do a few things different, and I don't want to have surgery. And, you know, he obviously still went out and dominated. And did some amazing things. I mean, but he was an amazing guy. I mean, you can't compare everybody to Nolan Ryan. I get that. I guess where I'm going with this is you hear about that because he's Nolan Ryan, because was an unbelievable figure. But there are so many guys out there that this happens to. They weigh their options. They take a medical opinion. And again, when you're a professional athlete, I doubt very much that you just make a decision, an uninformed decision. So there were people in the Carpenter camp weighing surgery versus not surgery. I'm sure there were percentages talked about. I mean, you have to believe this. It makes no sense for it not to be. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about having surgery on an ingrown toenail here. Okay, so I don't know I don't know who said to do what, but let's face it. It is surgery. It isn't guaranteed. I can't blame somebody for not wanting to have it, but if it's your life, see, as a fan, you start going, well, but that's the gig, right? Like, if you have to have surgery, you have to have it. So being that we don't know the story, it's hard to place blame. And again, I always say this, we're a society that wants to place blame. Like, we automatically have to look for somebody to blame, no matter what happens, right? It's somebody's fault, other than the person involved sometimes, which always kills me. But in this instance, I don't know that we're ever going to know, because I don't know that anybody will ever really answer the question. But the Cardinals have had a lot of weird things happen to them medically over the years, you know, so it makes you question.
Yeah, you have to let the fans know. We have the option. There's no doubt. I mean, we have, as a player, they don't come to you and say, hey, man, you need surgery, let's go, unless it's broken. But if something like this, like carp and shoulder and things like that, you have the option to say no. The problem is you won't be able to perform. You hear me?
Yeah.
You won't be able to perform. Even if you say no, like Carp said, no, I'm opting against the surgery. Well, guess what, buddy? You're back to ground zero, and you can't perform. You can't even play. That's the reason. I mean, we have the option. We have the main thing to say no. Yes, we do. But why can't we say no if we're not going to be able to perform? That's what I don't understand. So somebody over there, and I doubt it's the Cardinals trainers or doctors. I doubt it because they always opt out to get the best, right? You know, to get the best option. And I think most of the times it's surgery. But somebody out there think that he could have done it and put it in their head, and that's it. It's like, you know, Reyes is going through right now, Tommy Young, right? And they're saying, and they're saying, hey, he could be back in April. And the Cardinals are telling him, hey, listen, the best thing we can do is in May. We give you a lot of rest. This is the best you can do. But if this kid decides to do it and want to pitch in April, he can. It's just like he might have a risk of injury again, and he might not perform the same way. But the Cardinals are always going to be the ones telling them the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying? But we have the last word.
Do you ever have that issue? Did you ever have to decide between surgery and not?
I did on my knee. Sorry. That's not the one. It was in minor leagues when I was in Double A. I threw a ball to second base and my shoulder kind of locked up. And I think I told you the story already. But anyways, I threw to second base and I couldn't throw to second base anyways because my shoulder was locked up. Luckily, it was at the end of the season, minor league season. So I went home, and I was at home. I couldn't even lift my arm. I mean, it was locked up, and it was hurting. And I told the trainers and the Angels, I said, hey, man, listen, I have this problem here. And they all said, no, we got to get you surgery without even having an MRI or nothing. They already said to me surgery. So that's why I went against it, because they already, without even looking at me, said surgery. So I told them, no, I'm going to try to fix it up. And because I knew that if I have surgery, I might not have the cannon that I had before or the good arm that I had before. So I went to Winterboro and I couldn't throw a ball, Jimbo. I couldn't throw a ball. And one of the times that we did infield practice, I threw the second and I didn't reach the bag and I was so sore. So the next round came in and I said, you know what, I'm going to let it go and whatever happens, you know, it's either going to be broken or it's going to be fixed, whatever, you know, whatever happens, I deal with it. And I let it go and I threw it over the second base, but my arm popped back, you know, like he popped and he hurt like crazy. I said, oh, shoot, you know, I'm done. And then the next round came in and I threw it and it wasn't very good, but it wasn't hurting as much. And then the fourth round, that was the last round, I threw to second base, and he wasn't even hurting. I mean, almost none. It's like my arm popped right into the plate, right?
Wow.
And yes, yeah, this is a true story. So I'm throwing, and I'm like, holy crap, my pain is gone away. So that was the last round. So I told the guys after the infield practice, I said, hey, man, let me throw a couple to second base. I want to see this because I had this problem in my arm. They didn't know about it. I tried to keep it quiet. So I threw two balls to second base, and Jimbo, after that, it never hurt again in my life. Never. Never. And this is 1998, okay? Or 97, something like that. No, when it happened, it was 96. So it was 96 winter, okay? And after that, thank God, never again I had that pain in my shoulder, man. Isn't that crazy how that works? But I had the option to go surgery, but I decided not to.
Well, I tell you what, there's no doubt in my mind that it's easy as a fan, as a member outside, to say surgery. Yeah, why not? It's easy, but it's not that easy. And you're an example of the whole thing that, you know. And I would hope, man, that's terrible to think that people would just be like, oh, yep, surgery, and not do any research on it. But I mean, we got problems here. So we're going to have to figure some things out. Some other players are going to have to step up. And anytime we start talking about who's going to do what, I think you got to go to the man that likes to look at the numbers that sometimes we don't see. And let's start projecting a little bit versus what we see, what we know, and what the man thinks, and then we can kind of start throwing some names around because it just doesn't look to me like Gregerson's going to be an option, at least for a while. So let's find out, and let's go to the man, the myth, the legend, Mo's Algorithm. What's going on, Mo's? I mean, you, sir, are a trending topic on Twitter. You have been suspended? What have you done, my friend?
I honestly have no idea. About dinner time last night, I tried to get on and do my thing, and it wasn't working, and I couldn't figure out why. And then I found out another fellow who uses Mozeliak's name as his Twitter account got a warning, and he got a chance to change his before he got suspended, but apparently I wasn't offered that opportunity. So I have sent my appeal to Twitter, and we'll see what they say. But for now, we have at Mo's Algorithm 2 to work with.
Interesting. So you can't confirm nor deny, but this may have something to do with you using Mo in your name?
Well, I think ultimately, I look at my name. I don't necessarily think it's my name. I think it was my bio. In my bio, I had, president of baseball operations, computer algorithm. I think that probably tipped them off. So someone reported me for something, and I don't know what I did to offend anybody, but it is what it is. Hopefully it gets sorted out because I really like having my account.
Well, I know the fans love what you bring. And, I guess we live in a world where it's hard to let some people do some things and other people not do things. And, you know, what's good for the goose, good for the gander type thing. But the truth is I think that most people would agree that, you know, you take a good, fun look at it. You're actually a fan. You're not, you're not ridiculing or being ignorant or passing yourself off as the man. So hopefully it gets worked out. And again, I know that people enjoy what you bring, especially on the show. Like, they've gotten to where they really love this. So let's get right to it. It's bow ties and sweaters, where analytics meet the eye test with the one, the only Mo's Algorithm. So again, I know people love to hear your side and then get Benji's thoughts as the player, and we can have a conversation. Benji and I have already kind of covered the fact that we've got a couple of unhealthy guys for today's conversation, because I think while the Carpenter thing is troublesome, I think, believe it or not, even though that bothers me, there's still plenty of time for him to, if it's truly not a serious back issue and he just strained a muscle in his back, there's plenty of time for him to get going. The shoulder thing's a little more concerning because I think that's going to limit him to first base, and we were hoping he could play third, although some people were absolutely didn't want him at third, so who knows who's happy about that. The thing that's troublesome here is, and I could go either way on this, is the Gregerson thing, only because Mo had said he thought he was the starter going into the season. I never believed that. And again, people could say, well, then you're a dumbass because why would the guy say it, which is fine. I can live with that. But I didn't think eventually he'd be the closer anyway. I'm more intrigued by the fact that with this injury, I think now it does beg the question, if not him, then who? And I think you've got a guy. So let's do this. I think you've got in your mind who you want it to be. I really think I could go either way with two guys, and Benji might have a thought. So let's do this. Let's start with Benji. Benji, if it's not Gregerson, then who is it for you to close games for the Cardinals? Or are you still not sure yet? You want to see more?
No, well, it's too early to see because we don't have one. So for me to say we got to use this guy, it's not really fair for anybody because we don't have one. I mean, if we who are we thinking? Tui haven't even pitched, or not much, or who? Norris is out, or Leone? I mean, he's been okay. All right, Brevia. I mean, we don't have one, so it's hard to say right now. So we have to wait a little longer until the end. Like I always been saying, you have to wait until the end of the spring, and that's when you're really gonna go with the hot hand, which I always believe is the greatest idea for the Cardinals. I've always been saying this for a long time. I'd rather have a manager dealing with the closer by committee than having one guy that is not a closer and pointing to him and say, oh, that's my closer. I don't have to point anybody as a closer. You know what? So today, Lyons, because we have two lefties in the ninth inning. Tomorrow, Brevia, because he's the one rested. The next day, Tui, because Tui is rested. I mean, you can go like that. You can have fun with it. But when you don't have, that's when you don't have one. When you have one, it's totally different. But hey, let me tell you something, Mo. I've been trying to follow you in Twitter, and you have me blocked off, man. What's up with that, man?
No, sir. It's because my account's suspended, so it's saying that everybody's blocked. So I'll follow you on my one I created last night. Yeah, it's because it's suspended, okay. So it's shown as everybody is blocked.
Man, I thought you
were frustrating.
I thought you were closing him out. What's going on?
No, never.
No. It'll be fine. Once you get the suspension out, then I'll follow you and again. And I thought I did before. I don't know why he's saying no, but.
Yeah, you do still. I think it's just because of the suspension. It's got everything all wonky.
That's awesome. I'm excited. Hey, okay, so let's do this. So I'm going to go next, and then I'll give it to you, Moses, because I know you're going to give us some stuff to back up from a number standpoint and what you see. So to Benji's point, listen, I'm no different than anybody else, okay? I'm a fan, right? I don't know why, but I don't want to do what Benji wants to do. I want a closer. I don't know why that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy, but it does to have a guy.
Don't get me wrong, Timbo. I want a closer.
Oh, no. I know that. What I'm saying is, though, I don't even care if it's wrong. I want a guy. I want there to be a guy. And to Benji's point, and I know where he's going, is he would love to have a guy that you just hand the ball to in the ninth. He doesn't feel like we have him right now, and that's fine, or he hasn't emerged yet, and that's fine. I feel like there's no time like the present to pick a guy, and I think we have two of those guys. That's why I'm saying this. And the two that I want to do, I either want them to give the ball to Leon because, man, I tell you what, I have liked everything I've seen from him, okay, to this point. I want to give him the ball and say, you know what, it's your job to lose. Go lose it or just keep dominating. Or I want to give it to Tui and say, you've done this gig. You know what it takes. Here's the ball. Go kick some ass. I want one of those two guys to get the ball from here on out in the ninth inning and go get them. That's what I want. And I don't. It's just how I'm like conditioned. I want a guy, right? So no time like the present. Let's do it. So that's what I want to do. I completely understand Benji's thought of, well, you know, let's let everybody compete for it. There's mutual guys. I get that too. On your end, what are you seeing, and what do you think realistically happens?
First off, I'll say that I agree with Benji wholeheartedly in this situation because they don't necessarily have the Wade Davis type that you're just going to – that's your guy. That's who you're handing the ball to. So I tend to agree with them. When somebody's rested, they're throwing today. If there's lefties up, Lyons is throwing. I like what he said there. Because I know they're not going to do that because that's just not how they operate. If he's healthy, I give it to Bud Norris.
Really?
And I do. And it's just because his numbers and Leon's numbers last year were very, very similar. I would rather have Leon be in the setup role, you know, in the eighth inning. And Bud Norris last year was very successful until his knee injury. With the Angels closing out games. He saved 19 games the first half of the season. He was pretty dominant. I mean, people thought he would get traded at the deadline because he was pitching so well, but he had that knee injury that really crept up and slowed his season down. So it skewed some of his overall numbers because he was hurt. He has a very good strikeout rate, over 10. That's what you want to see in that role. Leon does too, so you can flip a coin. I just think since Leon doesn't have the experience, and Norris does, and it's probably a short-term thing until Gregerson gets back, you know, I would hand the ball, pending his health, you know, making sure the hamstring's okay, I would give it to Norris and leave Leon in the eighth inning. But I do agree with what Benji said.
Yeah, I get it, and I'm not even disagreeing with Benji. It's just my fandom wants a guy. I mean, you know, and again, and some of it is just – what a closer is, what he represents. We've had great ones here in St. Louis. I don't know. Like I said, I remember in the 80s, you know, when you'd give the ball to Todd Worrell, you felt really good. But, you know, the 80s teams, you know, they had closer by committee sometimes. But, you know, you think about Bruce Sutter and Todd Worrell, and then, you know, you could look at Lee Smith and, you know, Tom Hinkie for one season and Dennis Eckersley when he was here and then, you know, Izzy. I don't know. I guess I just like...
That's a perfect world, though, Jimbo.
I know.
We're not in a perfect world with the Cardinals this year. So that's what we have, and we don't have one of those guys. I mean, like I said, I mean, I wish, of course, I wish we had Jensen. I wish we had a guy that you can just give the ball and say, hey, here, Mariano Rivera, close the game. You know, I mean, that would be perfect, but we don't have it right now. So it's kind of crazy to say that. But you know what? There's still a guy out there we can go and get. If they really, really want to make this thing interesting, they can still sign Holland if they want to. So, you know, we'll see what happens. If these injuries keep happening, I wouldn't be surprised if they go at it, you know? I really wouldn't be surprised.
Well, again, that's a good point. It's still shocking to me that some of these guys are available. On that note of there still being free agents available and teams realizing they may have needs, I got to ask you, Mose, I wouldn't be doing my job as a credentialed member of the media if I didn't ask you the tough questions. So I'm going to have to ask you a tough question here.
All right.
Are you beginning to become concerned at all about your boy, the Lizard King?
Oh, boy. Yes and no. I want to see him a couple more times. I think he's adjusting still too. And he even said, you know, guys in Japan swing at different pitches than guys over here. You know, guys, they take different approaches over there than they are here. He's trying to locate that fastball, which is still hitting 95. So it's not a velocity issue. It's more of a location issue, which is something he can probably work out with Mike Maddux. If this next start goes the way the first two did, I'm going to start scratching my head a little bit, wondering what's going on. But I think he's just got to take some time to adjust. And I mean, other successful pitchers have struggled so far this spring. Robbie Ray gave up 5 runs in the first inning the other day. So it happens. It's a bad look for him. And I hope he has it in him to recover over the next few weeks before the end of the season, because he's going to start the rotation regardless. I don't think there's any way that they're not going to give him the opportunity, at least until Reyes gets back. But yeah, it's concerning, but I don't necessarily think it's anything to panic about yet.
Well, I would say this, and I'm going to say the statement that you just said something, and I know a bunch of our listeners just shook their head, and I'm going to say this. Well, yeah, no shit. The players over here don't swing at the pitches they swing at over in Japan. This league is light years better than that league. I mean, I hope that's not – I mean, come on. I'm just being honest here. That's bullshit to me. I'm calling it like I see it here on this. The guy, you can either make pitches or you can't make pitches. I don't know. Like I said, this velocity thing, everybody I talk to says that gun's bullshit down in spring training. It's off by at least 3 or 4 miles an hour. If it says you're throwing 91, you're probably throwing 88. So whatever, and that's fine. I don't even care. I guess I do care because, you know, certain guys better have their velocity. But I guess where I'm going with this is I'm all for pitchers that need to work on what they need to work on and get themselves prepared, right? I'm all for that. I get it. This isn't a veteran that is, you know, hey, I'm just out here. I need to believe in this guy. And you know what? I need to. That's my personal, okay? The Cardinals and
he needs to believe in himself first, too.
Well, that's my point. So it's like, you better come out here and bring it a little bit. I hope we're not working on pitches. I mean, and maybe, you know what? Maybe he and maybe the Cardinals would say, what the hell do you know? You know what? Well, that's exactly what he's doing. And to Mo's point, maybe they're like, look, he's going to be in the rotation. It's pretty simple. He's going to be in the rotation. We want him to prepare himself to give us the best chance to win, and we're going to see how April goes. And then when Reyes gets back, they've said all along that they have a plan for Reyes, but ultimately, this is out of Mo's mouth, okay? Ultimately, April will decide how Alex Reyes is used. Thoughts?
Yeah, I think right.
I think that's the right way to go about it with Wainwright and Michael. The concerning part is his inability to get lefties out so far. I mean, Freddie Freeman had his way with him. But granted, Freddie Freeman's one of the best hitters in baseball. So I guess, you know, we could go all day about that. The lefties is concerning. Hopefully he can work on that, but I don't know. It's been 4 2/3 innings, so I think we owe it to him and to relax a little bit. I mean, he could have made one start and went 4 2/3 innings and gave up 7 runs. That happens to anyone. Carlos Martinez has had starts like that. So I think we have the right pitching coach to help him, and I think he'll get it together. I don't know. The other concerning part is his lack of swing and misses. You know, he's not getting many swing and misses on his pitches, so he's not all that deceptive right now. So hopefully that changes a little bit too, and he mixes it up a little better. But I don't know. Like I said, it's 4 2/3 innings, so I think we owe him a little bigger sample size before we start freaking out.
Yeah, no, I'm not like ready to like dump the guy and say, you know, get the hell out of here. What are you doing? I'm with
Cardinals
you on
Twitter
that.
Is.
Yeah, I know they are, but but I'm concerned. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm concerned. I mean, it's
after Nick starts, you probably, if he has another start like this, you gotta start scratching your head. Because we all understand it's spring training and you get your pitches going and whatever, but you still only have like 4 or 5 starts in spring training. It's not like you have 2 months to get ready. So everybody has every pitcher, starting pitcher that's going to throw in April. They do have four starts in spring training, maybe 5 sometimes if you're the 5th starter, but these guys have 4 starts to get themselves ready. That's not the first time that ever happened. They all do every year. So for you to have those two starting games like this, I mean, the third one, like I told you, Jimbo, the third outing for this kid is going to be really, really important. And let me tell you this, guys, that we have, out of the 5 guys they're counting on, we have 3 guys that have the pressure really, really high on their heads for this spring. And one of them was Wainwright, who kind of pitched really good yesterday. Then the other one is Mikolas, right? And the other one is Carlos Martinez at this point of spring, because he haven't been lights out either, you know? So at what point do we as fans or organization start worrying about it? I know Carlos probably going to be fine once he starts the last starts. You know, he'll start picking it up and he'll be better. We know Waka's been doing great. We know Weaver's been doing good, so we don't have to worry so much. We have Flaherty in the back end that, you know, he's okay. You know, he still gave up 4 runs, I think, the last outing. But I'm telling you, those 3 pitchers right there that I mentioned, you, Carlos, Wainwright, and Mikolas, right at this minute, I'm talking about right at this minute in spring, they have the most pressure because they need to get themselves ready and set for the season and faster than a hurry, man. I'm telling you. And Mikolas having another bad start, that doesn't help anybody here. At least Wainwright had a good one, so he can build from it. Carlos had a good one before. He can build from it. But Mikolas haven't had that one yet that put him over the edge. So I hope that he starts pitching better because the season's going to start pretty soon. It's March 29th is when the season starts, and it starts happening for real. So I hope he starts pitching very good here lately in spring, you know?
Yeah. Mo, anything else concerning from you that you're seeing that's either got you smiling or frowning before we let you go?
I'll say this one more, just touching on Mikolas. They haven't named a starter for tomorrow, and they're facing Houston again. And I almost kind of hope that they skip Mikolas and let him go on Saturday because they play the Marlins. And I think, and I know it's early for confidence boosters and stuff like that, but to face Houston again when they're probably going to put out another
It's not
lineup,
early for him, Mo.
That's tough. So I kind of hope that they skip him tomorrow and have him face the Marlins on Saturday. But, yeah, no, I haven't seen anything overly concerning so far. Nothing to freak out about. The offense has been kind of quiet. Nobody's really hitting all that well. But I'm sure that's just them getting in their groove, and it's minimal at bats, and they're facing pitchers they've never seen and stuff like that. So I'm sure the final 2 weeks of the spring will get a little better insight as to how these guys are doing before they head to New York for the season opener.
Well, we got a little ways to go here. I mean, we still have just shy of a month, and
they might even put him in minor leagues just to get a little confidence boost to the season if he keeps struggling, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's numerous things they can do. I mean, it is spring training. They can try to do multiple things. I mean, obviously, Maddux is already kind of putting his stamp on things, the way he likes to do things, you know, doing the bullpen session and letting him work with some hitters on some different things to try to figure out what's going on with him. And, again, I'm not ready to dump the guy, but, man, I was sure hoping to see him come out and do some things that really will make you go, you know, heck, this guy looks to me like he can do this thing. So again, I'm trying to figure it out.
People.
Yeah. For himself, you know, and again,
because we need him.
Well, we'll see what happens, but Mose, we appreciate it. And we hope you get your Twitter thing figured out. I know you'll keep us informed, but for now, people can find you where?
At Mo's Algorithm 2. So that's going to be the temporary one until we get this sorted out.
Now, what are you going to do if they get it sorted out? You're going to have two Facebook. You're going to have two Twitter accounts. They can compete against one another and give differing opinions and start arguments. That'd be fun.
Yeah, we'll have an alter ego. We'll have two Mo's Algorithms, a good and an evil, and we'll see where that goes.
Jiminy Christmas.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea. That'd be something. All right, my friend, we will talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys.
Mo's Algorithm, bow ties and sweaters where analytics meet the eye test. Yeah, you know, Benji, I was going to tell you, it's funny. I've heard you say this. A lot of fans agree with you on the, you know, go with a hot hand. It just doesn't make me warm and fuzzy, but I understand it. You know, I get it. I just want a guy, and I know that it's not a perfect world that we live in.
It doesn't make me either.
Yeah.
Believe me.
No, yeah,
but
you might be right.
What we have right now.
Yeah,
I
just
take it as Ellen or something.
I just, like I said, I'd be fine if I would rather him just say, hey, listen, you're gonna get first crack at this. Go get him, and just see if somebody can handle it. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I know what I want, but I also know what reality of it is, and we'll figure it out. And I still don't think this is the roster. I don't. It just, so many things going on here that I still think there's a move coming, and I just still can't believe some of these guys are still out there. But we'll see what happens. I could be completely wrong. And again,
and you know what?
Yep.
You know what? The bullpen, they might work better without naming a closer. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
Remember I explained it to you? The bullpen will work way better than if you say, Tui, you're my closer, and you announce it to the world, and this kid cannot handle a couple outings, and then he give it up. Now he loses the job of a closer. Now it's different that this kid is not a closer, and he just gave up two games, but he knows he's not a closer. You know what I'm saying? His confidence stay on. Well, if you name him the closer and he loses the job of a closer, his confidence can drop really fast. Believe me, I've been in those shoes where they named the guy and the guy didn't even want to be named closer in Anaheim, and he was when Percival went down. But I'm telling you, I'd rather have, if you don't have a name guy, don't name anybody. Just say, hey, man, we're going to go wherever's hot. And depending on the lineup and who's coming up, and that's how we're going to deal with this. Let's have those guys with the less pressure possible. You know, let that Greg Holland deal with that pressure. You know what I'm saying? If
yeah.
he gets in.
Well, again, I'm with you. Let's see what happens. Like I said, I'm hoping that, you know, in a perfect world, I'm hoping, you know, we start seeing Matt Carpenter, you know, I don't know what I expected from Gregerson. I mean, of course, like I said, I didn't expect much from him. I thought I think he's on a downside of his career, but he's a Cardinal now, so I hope he goes out and gets 40, 50 saves. You know, that's life. But
we need it.
Yeah, we do. We need somebody to do it. But no, it's good stuff, man. And I appreciate you taking the time today and giving our listeners a little bit of an insight on the injury bug and spring training and some of the things that kind of go on behind the scenes. And again, you know, I feel like for Cardinals fans, the reason I brought it up today is that we got a little broken record thing going on here. It does seem like, as an organization, you know, we get some injuries sometimes, and you know, we're told that they're minor, and then the next thing you know, it's 3 or 4 months later, and we still got issues. Now, I also understand that, you know, health is health. I mean, no matter what anybody thinks, and no matter what anybody does, I mean, you can't just make people healthy. So I get that. That's not an issue. So, but
it is a very serious injury.
Yeah, and that's the thing too.
Very, very serious. Jim.
Yeah, that's the thing that I don't know, you know, if you're ever going to get away from it fully. So, good stuff, man. I appreciate you being on today. And, of course, on the M4byYachty.com hotline, don't forget to check out M4byYachty.com, the great apparel site from the one, the only Yachtier Molina, brother of Benji Molina. And they use that money that they make with that company to help with so many things. Benji, just talk for a second about some of the things that Yachty does with the money he makes from M4byYachty.
Oh, man, he helps out so many people with that money. He helps out on the Otter Kids with his foundation for, too. A lot of people are like, man, he's making a lot of money. He's making a lot of money. It's like he's making a lot of money on this M4 by Yachty, but it's to help out. You know what I'm saying? Now he's helping Puerto Rico with that money, same money, too. So if you buy a hat, feel good about it. You know, if you buy a shirt, they might be expensive or all you want. I don't know what you think about it. But if you do think that they're expensive, just think about like you're doing a donation. You know, that's how we see it. I buy my stuff. I try not to get them for free. He wants me to have them for free. And I said, no, this is my way to contributing to our country, to the people, to the battered kids, to the battered women. This is my way. I'm going to pay for it. I don't want anything free. So just feel that way. I mean, he's doing a great thing, man. He has such a great heart that he's just doing with this stuff. And there's more things coming. There's more events and stuff that he does for the hospital kids, the kids that has no money to keep treatment instead of being sent home just by Yachty helping. They keep them in the hospital and give them treatments and stuff like that. So, you know, feel that way, you know, feel like you're doing something really, really nice for a lot of kids and a lot of battered women, you know?
Well, that's good. And again, I always want to remind our listeners, you know, to support it. Cause again, he does support our show and make sure that we get the word out and people understand what it really is and what it does. So but we appreciate you coming on every week as we always do. And again, want to thank our partners, innovativecompanies.com. Don't forget to check out the construction team, heating and cooling team, and of course the electrical team, all underneath the innovativecompanies.com umbrella. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. They've got you taken care of. Don't forget Randy and Stephanie. They do a tremendous job working together. It's a great family atmosphere over there. Randy's an old school guy, 35 years experience. He's second generation in the company. If he tells you he's going to do something, he does it. I promise you. Looking forward to getting him back on as the Cardinal season gets going, because I know he's excited to start talking some Cardinal baseball. Again, I want to thank our friend Mo's Algorithm. I hope he gets out of Twitter jail. And thank him for joining us as he brings us bow ties and sweaters where analytics meets the eye test every week. Special thanks to lineupmedia.fm for all they do for us here. Don't forget to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show. Do all your shopping through Amazon on there. It helps us out. You know, takes care of some production costs for us. Goes a long way. We appreciate it greatly. Again, social media, big, big help for us in how we grow this show. I'm going to ask you to check us out on Twitter. We are at Birds on a Bat Show. Find us there. Love to have you like our Twitter page. We're going to like yours back. Find us on Facebook. Simply type in Two Birds on a Bat. Like our Facebook page. Click invite your friends. Invite all your Cardinal fan friends to follow us as well. Find us on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. Again, don't forget lineupmedia.fm, fastest growing podcast company on the planet. And don't forget to check out Yo Radio. I want to thank all of our social media partners for everything they do for us. First and foremost, our man and yours, Nate McHenry, with the great page, rallysquirrel.com. Our growth, we owe a lot of it to him. He got behind us early on, and he had such a massive Facebook page, and everybody was checking us out. He does a great job, shares great content, invited us to be part of his Rally Squirrel Club. We love it. We have a great time with it. You, too, can be a member for less than the price of a cup of coffee. Make sure you go to rallysquirrel.com to learn more about how you can be a member of the club today. Mick Light jumped in. Art City Sports, they do such a great job in St. Louis. They're covering it, whether it's pro, whether it's amateur, youth, adult, doesn't matter. They do a phenomenal job, and we want to thank Mick Light for everything he's done for us since he got on board. Cardinal Freak, great job as well. Special thanks, again, Chris Lawless, everything you do for Cardinal Nation with your Facebook pages, Cardinal Nation, Cardinals 24/7. People love you. They appreciate everything you do. It's very genuine. It's from the heart. I know you're doing some stuff. A shout out to the Rivals podcast. I'm enjoying it. Make sure you guys check it out. They do an awesome job. It's a really unique thing they got going. We're going to have them on our show. You know, we're happy to reciprocate. We just want to talk Cardinal baseball here, and they do a great job of it. So check them out as well. Everything STL Sports, St. Louis Cardinals Fans Unite, all you guys, thank you so much for everything you do. I'm your host, Jim Cromer, and for Benji Molina, I leave you with a Let's Go Birds.
Let's go Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.